Let's take a trip back in time. So strap yourselves in tight. It's time for Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
DOS. We are here live in Las Vegas, and it's Bob and Jason's podcast.
Get it right. It's Bobby and Jason's podcast.
Oh, that's right. We're changing my name.
That's right.
I changed my name.
Trust me, I've changed your name to a lot of interesting things over the years.
But anyway, we're back here in Las Vegas, and this is our second podcast, and we're pretty excited about it.
Very excited about it. We've done a lot of cool stuff, doing a lot of prep work for the show, and I think you're really going to like it. It's kind of fun. Bob and I, we're still the same pair of knuckleheads that we were back in the 80s.
Yeah, not much has changed. You know, it's funny. I was listening to the first podcast because I was interested to see how we sounded and if we sounded stupid. And I did make a little mistake.
A little mistake? I'd say it's a huge mistake.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't think it was that big a deal, but I wanted you to tell everybody what happened.
This is what we're going to do. First off, because I disagree with him on this point, we're going to put a poll up on the website. So you can judge how big of a mistake it was. But you had this big impact with Curtis Blow. And, you know, yeah. It's a big memory.
It was. I was there, actually.
Physically. And then you had to just go and screw it all up.
I know. I had the name of the song wrong.
Do you remember what the name of the song is now?
Tell me, Jason.
You don't know, do you?
I forgot.
If I ruled the world.
That's it. If I ruled the world.
Go ahead. You got to sing it a little bit more.
No. Anyway, I was there. I saw him perform that song, and you know what?
You were so here's the
I
word
was
of
so
podcast.
Excited, and I just forgot the name.
You were so flabbergasted.
I was flabbergasted.
Yes.
So anyway, shit happens.
Exactly, shit happens. But we wanted to start off. See, we listened to the first podcast, and there are a couple things noticed. I think that a lot of things are the interesting thing. Which I need to knock off saying that. And did you notice anything that you were doing that you need to change?
Well, I like to share with everybody things. And I think I said share about 20 times.
I think it's around
But
that.
You know, what's wrong with that? You know, we want to share and we'll probably share.
Go.
We're going to share today something.
And that, ladies and gents, is already 5 shares at the top of the podcast.
The word of the day, share.
Share. You know what I think the interesting thing is? Oh, man, I wanted to smack myself. But yeah, one of the things that... just you and I hanging out and doing all this. I mean, we've hung out a million times before, but we've never really just, at this point in our lives, gone over show stuff. You know,
yeah,
gone over
exactly.
Memories and stuff.
Exactly.
You know? So you and I doing the pictures and doing some of the videos and things that we're working on. Ooh, did I say that?
But here...
Should have said that.
We haven't, just so everybody knows, we haven't done a photo shoot together probably in over 25 years. And we recently just started doing those again. And... we're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, we're having a blast. It's so funny how it quickly just, like, when I'm with you and we do this, I just feel like no time has passed. Like, it's just...
yeah.
Like I said earlier, we're knuckleheads.
We are, and I think you'll see that in the pictures. We're going to be releasing lots of things, you know, over these weeks and months, and you'll see the personalities in the pictures and all the things we do together. We just, you know what, we're real people. We're just having a good time. We like being with each other, hanging out, and... just keeping it real.
Yeah, and just joggling your memory, you know, because a lot of things back then, like if you're listening and you think about high school, I don't know about you, but me, it's pretty hard for me to remember what happened freshman year, what happened sophomore year, and what happened what year. It
just
all
kinda
blends.
It's a blur.
Yeah, just like how the 90s were a big blur, you know. But one of the things I remember from the show is, and you brought this up with the Curtis Blow thing, is... some of the great artists that were on there having some cool experiences with them. Is there anything
man.
That you remember? I mean, in particular, out of all the ones that we've seen, do you have like this memory?
I got a few. I mean, you know, I was on there a lot of years. I got to meet so many different recording artists, and it's a great time. But I remember quite vividly. I remember that Exposé was there. And, you know, everybody knows Exposé.
Yeah.
They had a lot of great hits, dance songs in the 80s and early 90s. And I think they're still performing today. But the members have always changed. You know, they seem
it's
to...
like Menudo.
Yeah, they kind of rotate. Yeah. But anyway, they were singing one of their hits. And was sitting there on the risers. And the lead singer came over and started singing to me. And what she tried to take off my sunglasses. She actually attempted. She put her fingers at the top and tried to pull them down, and I backed off.
Wow, not even for a million.
I'm sorry, not even for unit selling
artists.
No, but wow. You know what? I was. It was kind of cool. She was actually singing to me, and that was kind of neat.
That's an awesome memory.
One for you, but I want to hear one of yours.
I want to hear one of mine.
Yeah,
I would say probably one of the biggest ones was. I know I keep talking about high school here with you because it's all coming back.
Well, you know, the show and high school, they kind of went together. I mean, that was our high school in
a way. Yeah. So when I went to school, of course, you catch some flack from like the jocks and whatnot. You know, for everybody that was kind of cool with me, it was always, you know, you caught some flack from the jocks. So when they were together, you know, I'd hear some ribbing. It's, you know, look back at it now. It's kind of funny.
I've been there.
You expect it.
Yeah.
But one-on-one, there were a lot of them that I was friends with. So, right. You know, in class or whatnot. So I remember when Jody Watley came on. I think I just recently saw this clip in our...
Jody Watley, man. Yeah, we were there together for that one.
Yep. In our big old pile of tapes, I think I saw this clip. And she did a dance or did something, and I know it was real close to her, or I talked to her or something like that. And then the next day, I remember I was in geometry class. I hated geometry. Geometry class. And one of the jocks... I think his name was Ken, who would give me crap when he was with the other guys. Actually,
you remember his name?
Yeah, his name's Ken. He actually turned to me and said, "Hey, man, what's Jody Watley like, man? I saw you on the show
the other day
with Jody Watley," and asking me all these questions about it. And that's when it really like kind of clicked, you know. So all of that is all connected together, like my Jody Watley experience and leading into like my real life away from TV
in high school.
Yeah, you know. So that's the one that pops to my head. What's your other one? What do you got?
This one was later when I was a host of the show. We had a big contest. New Kids on the Block were a big group at the time. They were like the Beatles. And so we held a contest where the winner would get to go backstage, meet the New Kids on the Block in Nassau Coliseum in New York.
That's up in Long Island, right?
Yeah, up in Long Island. Mm-hmm. So they would get to go in a limousine. I would accompany them, and it would all be on television, and they'd also get to meet the New Kids on the Block.
Did you wear your glasses the whole time in the limo and whatnot?
Not in the limo, okay. But when I was on camera. All right. But anyway, so we had a winner, and her name was Liz Jacobs, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah, Liz Jacobs. So she won. We picked her up at her house in the limo. We all drove to the New Kids concert.
Now wait a second. Was this in Philadelphia where you picked her up?
Yes.
So it was a long ride.
Yeah, we took the whole limo ride from Philly up to Long Island and went backstage. She got to meet the New Kids on the Block, each one of them, and take some pictures. And then she got to enjoy the concert, man, right in the front. It was pretty cool. And I was there too. So
you were up front too.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great experience.
Who was your favorite New Kid?
You know, they're cool. They're all good dudes. And Donnie was probably one of my favorites as far as, you know, I hit it off with him. Him and I spoke a lot. And just a good down-to-earth guy. Mm. Really liked him. They were all nice, though.
That's awesome. So that's cool. Well, you know, back then, of course, you know, you're going to catch a little shit by going like, who's your favorite New Kid?
I know, Bobby? Right? Hey, man. But
that's a good story.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, that was one thing that was fun, you think about it, with the show, was doing remote stuff.
I love doing remotes.
That was fun.
The opportunities we had were as young adults, teenagers, and
I wouldn't use that adult word for this.
Yet, but we're
back then.
Teens and to go on these remotes, like you said, they were incredible. Some of the remotes. What are some of the remotes you remember the most?
I remember West Virginia.
West Virginia was great. The people in West Virginia are so nice.
Yeah, they were really nice. Later on, we went down with Marquee.
Many times we went to West Virginia. They always open up their homes and everything, open arms all the time.
That Maryland. I remember Maryland.
Yeah, we did the Maryland thing. I remember Great Adventure. I don't know if you were
there. I remember Great Adventure.
You were there?
Yes.
Great time, Great Adventure. Dawney Park.
Yep, that
great
was good.
Great time there.
Down the Shore, Ocean City.
Ocean City was great. One of my first remotes was Wildwood.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was before me. So that's early 80s.
That was one of my early, it was around 85, 84.
85, 84.
So, and then we did Penn's Landing. Were you part of Penn's Landing?
Yes.
And that was huge. There were thousands of people there. It was amazing. They rolled up signs and it's craziness.
Now, for anybody out there who doesn't really remember this, a lot of things we're talking about, again, we're talking about the local show before it went national.
Right.
So if you're somebody going, hey, I don't know half of these places these guys are talking about, this is the local stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of good times. Good memories.
A lot of great times. So even before you and I started doing this and talking about doing this, just the things that are happening in media, like on TV, you know, like we mentioned last podcast, the Goldbergs, or
right,
that commercial with Anthony Michael Hall.
Seems like a lot of references are going back to the 80s.
Yes.
And today's 2016, it feels like the 80s sometimes when you're watching television.
There are people giving their version of the 80s.
Right, that's true.
Whereas we're talking about, mostly our listeners, are going to be people that, the authentic 80s.
Yeah, they
you know
grew
what I'm saying?
They grew up with the big hair, the hairspray, and the colorful clothes, yeah.
Yeah, they know the difference. It's like people from the 80s would never remake Ghostbusters. Like this Ghostbusters movie that's coming out right now?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'll check it out, but yeah.
It's going to suck. Let's just be honest with one another, okay?
It probably will suck, how do you top Ghostbusters, the original?
And that's the 80s right there.
That's pure 80s.
So now if you were to think about it, at the top of your head, give me your three 80s movies that when they come on TV, you got to watch them.
Let me see. Okay. St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
One of my favorites. I probably watch that 20 times. It's another film that I like, Can't Buy Me Love.
That's the one I was waiting for. That was at the top of my list.
Yes, Can't Buy Me Love. I probably wore out that tape. Watched it so many times as a young guy. And
that was Mr. McDreamy.
That was, man. Right? That was him. He was in that. And great movie. I mean, it's just a simple script, nothing complicated, but just fun.
But didn't it perfectly encapsulated life?
It did. You know, isn't that movie? The singer Geraldo?
Geraldo.
That's a talk show.
Yeah,
man. He was
Rico.
Rico Suave. Hey. Yeah, he was in that movie. And that was one of his first acting roles.
Now, that girl, the lead chick just died.
She did. Her name is Amanda Peterson.
Wow.
And, really sad. She died, I think, in the last year. And really pretty girl, too.
Really? But I will be honest with you. I thought one of the other girls in that movie, the brunette, was...
There were a couple brunettes.
Was it? Well, the one brunette.
The
tall
right?
one.
The
yes, cheerleaders. Yes, the tall one.
Do you know where that movie was filmed?
No.
I do.
Where?
Tucson.
Really?
Arizona, yeah. I actually went there to the high school that they filmed that movie and took a picture of myself in the front.
No, wait, you didn't do it like as a pilgrimage, did you?
No, I was just going through town. I have friends there.
And okay.
I said, yo, can you take me to the high school? They shot Can't Buy Me Love, and they took me over there, and I actually got a picture in front of the school. Maybe we could pop that up somewhere.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. What we're going to do is we want you to check out the website, because the things that we're referencing here, we're going to put up on the website as well. So
can I give you a third movie?
Please.
Speaking of Anthony and Michael Hall, Weird Science.
Loved Weird Science.
Do you remember when he was sitting in the sofa? He was all drunk and talking shit with those guys. That was hilarious. He changed his voice. Like, what's up, man? That shit was so funny.
So those are definitely things that you put on and you watch that are like, as you're going by, I mean, you hear a lot of things like probably the generation before us, when The Godfather comes on or something, they're like, okay, everything's stopping what I'm doing, and right. I'm watching The Godfather. But
I got to give you a fourth movie.
Shoot.
Because you said The Godfather. Scarface.
Oh, yeah, man.
Scarface.
Yes.
Come on, man. That's all day 80s.
That is all day 80s, but kind of...
Well, it didn't take place in the 80s, but it was filmed in the 80s.
Yes, it was filmed in the 80s, but, you know, St. Elmo's Fire, The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's more. Yeah, no,
Can't Buy Me Love. And, you know, let's throw Scarface in there.
Hey, man, I just love Al Pacino, so I gotta give him some props. Scarface is definitely one of my favorites.
And a lot of things today that have their roots in the 80s and beforehand are just different, have just changed. I'll give you an example. Like what I'm thinking about is when you're a kid and everything seems so big.
Well, maybe because we're smaller.
Right. But you don't know that when you're a kid.
No,
so
exactly.
It's like, as you're an adult, I went back to the house I grew up in as an adult and I was like, wow, this place is really small.
Right.
So along those lines of going, some things that you notice in today's world that are different, changed, smaller, than the 80s. Because, you know, companies are always trying to get more and they throw more air in the potato chip bag.
Give us a couple examples.
Well, I saw something, a perfect example is a Big Mac. Now, a Big Mac, you know, back in the day.
They were big, man. That's why they're called the Big Mac.
Yes, exactly. And now they are these little tiny, I can't even recognize them.
Yeah, maybe Burger King's going for margins there, you know.
Yeah, and then you're looking at, giving another example, soap. like you'll see the soap now, it's like all this curved stuff that's small, doesn't even fit in your hand, and they're saying it's supposed to be ergonomically designed.
So Jason, you missed that big hunk of soap.
Yes, I missed the big. I remember those Irish Spring commercials.
Did you ever drop it on your foot?
Yes, many, many times. So there's these little things like now that when you think about with the 80s, like I can just walk through the supermarket and go, oh my God, that Campbell's tomato soup stand.
Even cereal boxes, I think, are smaller.
You remember how big they used to be? And it wasn't just because we were little. It's because they used to be big. I'll give another example. A pint of ice cream. Do you remember when they were huge? A gallon. Sorry. Now, listen to me. I'm programmed.
Yeah.
I said a pint. Like it's a big deal.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yes. Back when a gallon, like those big bricks.
Yeah, like Breyers and big old brick. You could still get them, but now you see more pints than you see gallons.
Yes.
So,
It's unfortunate that the kids today don't even know that. Now, I sound like an old person saying, get off my lawn, turn that music down. But what's something you notice today in your life that never would have happened in the 80s?
Well, let's talk about technology a little bit. Like, I have a cell phone, like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But back in the 80s, if you wanted to get a phone call, you had to be sitting in your house, with your rotary phone, just waiting for that call. You remember call waiting?
Oh, yeah.
Call waiting, man. I remember New Edition did a song, Telephone Man.
Mr. Telephone Man,
Mr. Telephone Man, and it was about call waiting.
I just remembered something. Do you remember... Now, here's the thing. When Bob and I weren't on the show, we would always hang out. He'd come over to my place. I'd go over to his place. We'd go to the mall or whatnot. But we'd get bored.
Speaking of the mall.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay.
I remember we used to come because I was – my parents, I had my own phone line in my room. And there were some nights that we used to get big old sacks of fan mail. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
We used to – what was it? Collect call –
yeah,
we would pick some phone numbers out of people
that would random.
They would say, call us anytime or call us collect in their. Think about that. Remember collect calls? Call us collect anytime. And Bob and I would sit there and go,
let's call a few.
Let's get some pizza and call a couple.
Yep.
So we would freak people out by using a collect call. You have a collect call from Bobby and Jason.
Do you accept? That was a good time.
That was a great time. We had a lot of fun.
Let me go back to this, the mall.
Yes.
Because the mall is pure 80s. I spent so much time in the mall. I mean, when I remember being 12, 13, 14 years old, it was an event to to the mall.
What's your one mall that you remember?
Deptford Mall.
Mm-hmm. Always had beautiful girls.
And Cherry Hill Mall. But I spent more time at Deptford Mall because I lived closer to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, just being at the mall.
Yes, it was an experience.
It was. Do you remember in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the whole movie pretty much was shot in a mall?
Yes.
And that movie is pure 80s.
Yes, that is, if you want to just reach out and experience the 80s for a couple of, that's the 80s right there.
I mean, people, kids still go to malls today, but I don't think it's with the same fever it was in the 80s for us. It was an event. I mean, that's where you met people, you're looking for girls,
And the girls would hang out and it would be a place to go Friday and Saturday night.
Groups of girls hanging out near the pizza place or the arcade. And speaking of arcades, you don't see many arcades anymore in the malls.
No, because everybody has one at home. Everyone has one on their phone.
Yeah, I mean, I got a Pac-Man machine in my house.
I know. It's pretty damn cool.
But such a great time to be a teenager in the 80s. I miss being at the mall. You know what? Let's go to the mall right now.
I agree. Well, here's the thing. Here in Vegas, we got the Fashion Show Mall, which is kind of like
It's a beautiful mall, but it's not... It doesn't have that feel at all.
No.
No.
If we want to get that feel, we have to go to the Venetian and the Rock of Ages bar, that 80s bar in the Venetian.
Yeah. Well, actually, the show moved to the Rio.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You got to keep
up. It's been a while.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm
working on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my 80s groove back on here.
Speaking of Rock of Ages, we definitely are going to go see that. And I think we can do a future review of that show.
Absolutely. We might even get a chance to talk to some people.
That'd be awesome.
Have them on the podcast.
That would be awesome.
We know some folks out here. We know some folks.
The awesome 80s.
That's right. So all these thoughts now about the mall, you just stuck in my head.
Sorry, I had to do that.
As soon as I think about the mall, my first thought really is Chess King.
Chess King. Are they still around?
Oh my God,
I think they're
no.
long gone.
They are long gone. People don't even know what I'm talking about.
Tell me
about.
Some of the fashion that you would buy there, some of the clothes that you liked.
Really? Do I really have to go there?
I can say one word.
Go ahead.
Parachute pants.
Parachute pants. Yes.
Oh, man.
Z Cavaricci's and my travel foxes.
I had some Z Cavaricci's.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I had some Jordache. Do you have any Jordache?
I think so.
And the other one was Sergio Valente.
Sergio Valente.
Do you remember Sergio yes. Valente?
I remember Sergio Valente. So, yeah, going to the mall. And I think, as a matter of fact, it was the Echelon Mall. Do you remember the Echelon Mall?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that was near that gym.
Yeah, we went to the gym.
The gym where all of a sudden we saw Bob over the years get, you know, all, you know.
Getting pumped up.
All pumped up there. So, so the mall. But we've had some other experiences in the mall as well.
Yeah, we did. We did a big performance for an event for a charity at the Cherry Hill Mall.
It was, I think it was
Special Olympics.
Special Olympics, Chance to Dance, some telethon or something.
Yeah, it was
like that.
Pretty cool. We actually went up there and performed three songs. Do you remember the songs?
It was Wham.
Well, that's not a song, but yeah, it was by Wham.
Everything She Wants.
That's one.
It was Freedom.
That's two.
And it was Edge of Heaven.
That's three. Yep. Three great songs.
And that's the only time we ever did Everything She Wants, isn't it?
It's the only time we ever performed live in front of anybody, Everything She Wants.
And you want to hear something really interesting?
I do.
Now, this is for everybody else out there.
Oh, okay.
We've actually got it all on video.
We do. And we're going to definitely share that in the future because that is original material that we have.
We had our own people film it.
We filmed it. And it's pretty fun to watch. I mean, it just brings you back. There were so many people there. It was a lot of fun.
It was an awesome, awesome time.
Do you remember we had this idea? We got some Monopoly money and we just threw it out in the crowd randomly.
Yeah, but we used to do that all the time.
We did that in one of our lip syncs on television called Freedom.
Yes, we did.
And we'll talk about that later too.
Yes, we'll talk about that as well. But yeah, I think we should get some of that it was the Cherry Hill Mall, right?
Yeah,
Cherry
some
Hill
of
Mall,
that footage.
Some of that footage together. And if you guys want to share it or do anything with it.
And what about, do you remember the new Chamonix Mall? What happened there?
Yes, the Neshaminy Mall. Oh, that's great.
That's a good story.
That's a great story. Okay, now I think we brought up in the last podcast, remember that show Putting on the Hits?
Yeah, Putting on the Hits.
It's hard. I will say this much. Props to Jimmy Fallon. Because Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, bringing back the lip sync stuff that everybody does.
He's great, man.
He's awesome.
But the
fact that you see like Tom Cruise and everybody going on, like doing these lip syncs, it's when you talk about lip syncs now, it doesn't feel so.
There's even a show about lip syncs. Yeah, on cable.
Really?
Yep.
I've never seen it.
Yep.
I must live in a
under
in
a
the
rock.
Desert. Yeah.
Well, you are in a desert.
Exactly. So, yeah, doing that. What was my point? Where were we?
Putting on the hits.
Oh, that's right. Putting on the hits. Listen to me. I'm having an elder moment here. Putting on the hits. We did a. They had some type of open call or something. I forget how we found out about it. Somebody called me or something, and they had an open call at the Neshaminy Mall, and Bob and I at this point had been on the show for a little while, so. People kind of sort of knew who we were in the Delaware Valley. And so him and I decided, you know what? Screw it. Let's go audition for this.
Yeah, let's do it. Putting on the hits, man.
So we went into the audition room that they held in a big thingy, in a big conference room. And as we were walking up, I think a couple of people recognized us, you know?
Yeah.
See, because here's the thing. We were professional lip syncers.
We actually, we were professional lip syncers at the time. Yeah.
So we went and we did Edge of Heaven, right?
Yep. That was our song.
And the place was mobbed. It was packed. I think we have some pictures from it, but I don't have any video. We performed. And the place was pretty enthusiastic, to say the least, right?
It was. And what did we finish? Runner-up?
Yes. They wouldn't
Second
let us
place.
Win.
Yeah, they didn't let us win.
It was a guy who did Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
If you really love me.
Which he did a good job, but you know what? We were robbed.
Yes, we were robbed.
But it's all good, man.
And then I think we did a meet and greet for about an hour and a half afterwards.
Yeah. I remember I was wearing a black and white Michael Jackson jacket.
Oh, the black and white Michael Jackson. Not the black and white Michael Jackson jacket.
Yeah, I don't have that anymore. But you know what I have?
What do you got?
I got the second place trophy that we won.
Oh.
It was like a record.
Because every time we did something like this, we would flip a coin. Yes. About who would win what. Yep. And I do remember you winning that.
And I have it somewhere. I'll try and dig it up, and we could share that picture.
You think you'd be prepared?
I'm not.
I could tell. Do you remember also, we did one at the Civic Center in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, man.
How the hell did we end up? We actually did a lip sync and opened up for Bon Jovi.
This is when Bon Jovi was just coming up, and we were actually in the, the green room at the time, and they had a whole buffet of food, and we were like treated like kings there. It was great.
Which is a very big difference to how we were normally treated.
It's true. But to get up on that stage, there were thousands of people there, and then Bon Jovi came out after us. And to think we're just up there lip syncing, you know.
A Wham song.
Like, what are we doing here, Jason?
I know, it's crazy. And you know, and the awesome thing about it was everybody was positive about it. We got a lot of positive feedback from the crowd. And
yeah, no, it's frightening sometimes to get out there, but we did it so many times, it was kind of second nature.
And not just doing it so many times, we got the reaction that we got really made it good for us, too. It wasn't like we walked into a hostile crowd.
It's great when the crowd reacts well, because it just makes you perform even better.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree. You know, and then when we went on, and we've got video of this, too, and we went on tour down south and did our own stuff.
Yeah, the marquee stuff.
Of which we have some songs that we're going to add to the podcast as we go along.
We definitely got to do a segment in the future about Marquee and how that all started up.
Yes.
So it's a long story.
Yes.
But a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. We don't want to bore anybody or anything like that. But I think this podcast is coming along pretty well.
It is, man. I'm enjoying going back in time and reminiscing and just remembering all these things.
We both hope that us talking about these things maybe bring some things back in your memory of things that you remember.
Yeah.
Because it was an awesome time. And as we get older and we look back now and we appreciate that stuff even more, it's so cool that you're able to experience it again by watching it or listening to things.
Yeah, and I'm glad we have a lot of this footage and pictures, and we definitely want to share those with everybody.
There's that word again.
Share, Bob, share.
That's right. See, Bob loves to share.
But no, man, it's really cool to be able to go back and to remember. I'm enjoying this a lot.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you're not bad to hang out with.
So anyway, we're going to have another show, I'm sure, in the near future, right?
Yes, we're going to have another show. We've got some other things that we're working on. We don't want to let it all out of the bag yet, but we've got, one of the reasons we started doing this is because we've got some things on the horizon that may come to fruition and may be really, really cool.
Very exciting things.
Yes, very exciting thing. And if you're here at episode 2, you are in on the ground floor. You can listen to us and go, man, I remember when those guys were just sharing and everything was so awesome. And
here's what's interesting.
Exactly. The interesting thing is you can, you know, watch us develop again as we march on through to 2020 and all the years that we still have to go.
We do. There's so much material, and we're going to bring it to you every week. I think we're going to do this weekly, right?
Yeah, we're thinking about it. Maybe even a little bit more than that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what's happening, and, you know. And really, we definitely want your ideas and suggestions, and we want your feedback, too.
Yeah, so let us know on Facebook, or shoot us an email, or join our mailing list. And be a part of this with us, because there are so many things. Obviously, you can tell from Bob with his Curtis Blow thing and his expose thing. There's a lot of holes in that memory there. So if you can...
But you know, it's cool. The coolest thing is that we're sharing these stories with you. It's the first time we've ever done this. A lot of these things you're hearing, nobody's ever heard.
We haven't really even spoken about it.
No, we haven't. Even Jason and I mean, there are things I'm talking about and things he's talking about, and we're hearing them for the first time. So it's kind of a cool experience that we're able to all come together in this little podcast.
And we would love, like you said, love to know things, if you can relate, which I'm sure you can, to the things that we're talking about. Maybe if you have some pictures or you have some things that you want to send into us that we could put up on the website.
If you have questions, things you want us to talk about, maybe there's, you know.
We're planning on having some guests, so we're going to be able to do some phone calls and speak to people. Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we definitely love to make you part of the show.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Everybody. So anyway, we're about to close this out. And my name is Bobby Catalano, and I will see you very soon.
My name is not Bobby Catalano, and I will speak to you even sooner.
Peace out.
Later.